or the smartest people. He has given us the opportunity to be part of this kingdom. What did we do to deserve this? Sometimes we walk in on Sunday, we go back, and it's Sunday we come back. But have we paused to check why are we here? The Bible says he chose us even before the creation of the universe. At some point in his grand scheme of plans, the 2024, 2020, 2019, us will be part of this kingdom. He knows us by our names. We can call the richest people, you know, on this planet, the most beautiful people on this planet. Their hearts and minds are not enlightened enough to understand the salvation that was performed on Calvary. For even us to understand that we need Christ and we need to be here, that is a privilege. But we are here. Today is Palm Sunday. He has given us the opportunity to be part of this kingdom. Sometimes we do not realize this, but we do not want to go to heaven and look back and see how lucky we were. Are we not lucky? He sent his son to the cross to die for me and you, to give us the opportunity. We were not even remotely connected to this kingdom, but he granted us that permission. And today we are the sons and daughters of the living God. Yahweh is our Father. Oh my God. Let the beauty of Jesus be seen in me. All his wondrous compassion and purity. Oh, thou Spirit divine, oh, my nature refined to the beauty of Jesus be seen. Oh, thou Spirit divine, oh, my nature refined to the beauty of Jesus. Be seen in me. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you this afternoon. We give you all the glory, all the honor, even for this opportunity. We pray, Father, commit, Father, this service into your hands, O God. We commit our hearts and minds, O God. Take absolute control of our hearts and minds. Whatever you have for your church, O God, we are ready. Pour into us, O God, and encounter, Father, with you. Let us leave here people who have been revived and refreshed, transformed to go out to transform our world. We give you all the glory, all the honor. In the name of Jesus, we prayed. Amen. 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 We thank God for this opportunity to fellowship with you today. And today, our word is coming from Philippians chapter 3, verse 10. And briefly, it says that I may know him and the power of his resurrection. Hallelujah. That I may know him and the power of his resurrection. I believe in the power of fellowship, and I believe the power and the grace of God is here today. So I do not want us to take this service for granted. The Spirit of God is here. He is here to speak to us. What we need to do is to engage with him. We focus whatever he has for us. Let's open up so that God will be able to pour into us. You never know your appointed time. I know most of us are going through life situations, but we do not need to fall under the Spirit or feel something for God to do a miracle in our lives. God can use anything to do everything. So as you hear his word, I want you to just focus and open up, and God might do something amazing in your life today. Hallelujah. We need to have an encounter with God. When we have an encounter, we have these experiences, God makes himself real in our lives, and he's able to touch us at the point of our needs. Amen. So today, our memory verse is from Philippians chapter 3, verse 10. And as we are aware, today is Palm Sunday. It reminds us of the amazing love that God showed on Calvary. He didn't need to do that. We deserve to die. We deserve to be punished. But he gave us the opportunity to be part of this kingdom. And he didn't do it like just speaking, like, okay, you can come into the kingdom. He went through a painful experience. He could have done anything to grant us permission into the kingdom. But he had to send his son Christ, his only begotten son, for him to come and go through that painful experience, being embarrassed, being shown naked, being whipped on the street. He had the power to speak, to make people vanish. He had the power to speak, to free himself. He had the power to do anything he could do. Some people think Jesus was Jesus, so he probably didn't feel any pain. But that is not what the Bible said. At some point, he was asking God if we can negotiate this, because I wasn't really sure what I was getting myself into. But God had to turn his eyes away, because at that point, he was carrying my sins. He was carrying your sins. And he had to go through that painful experience so that us, aliens, enemies, we can be called the sons and daughters of God. We have become the righteousness of God. Now, when God opens the book of life, he finds Akwesi, he finds Kweku, he finds Kwame Jr. Our names are in bold caps that we are here and deserve to be here because of what happened on Calvary. Isn't this amazing? Christ died, and that was not the end of the story. He resurrected on the third day. And that death and resurrection granted us some amazing power. And that is what we are going to talk about today. What God gave us on Calvary is not up for debate. We are not just going to maybe review and check whether these things were true, that God granted these things to us. These are facts. When Christ died and resurrected, he gave us victory over death and sin. He made us kings and made us princesses. He made us priests because we were co-heirs with Christ. So today we are not just any person. Sometimes because we are going through life, we live in this flesh, we sometimes forget how special we are. Sometimes we look in the mirror, we see ourselves, we see we are going bald, you know, we're having gray hair, and we think that is it. No. We are super special people. We are not just what you see in the mirror. We are the people that God has chosen. We are the people that God, even before the creation of the universe, we had been called. And during what Christ went through on Calvary, we were granted permission to be part of this kingdom. And today we are victorious. And today we are kings. And today we are priests. We are going to go through, when we say you are victorious, what does that mean? As I said, we are not reviewing to check whether we are victorious. That is a fact. And being victorious doesn't mean we are victorious, we are going to heaven. My Bible doesn't tell me that God wanted us to just struggle and go through life painfully and go to heaven. That is not what my Bible tells me. He tells us that we are victorious in every aspect of our life. We are not coming here, struggle for 90 years, 95 years, and go to heaven. That is not what my Bible says. Every aspect of my life, whether it's my family or spouse, whether it's my business or not, whatever it is, we are supposed to walk from victory to victory. We just have to believe this. If we do not believe this, if we do not understand it, we will never be able to use it. If we think whatever we are going through is meant to happen, if we think we are just to show up, do maybe two or three jobs, get some, you know, something in our account, leave, you know, and then go. No, we are supposed to live a victorious life. But the devil is doing overtime just to get us to the point where we feel whatever we are dealing with, that is how it's supposed to be. But God has a message today. The Spirit of God is here today to bring us to speed, to enlighten our hearts, for us to understand that we are supposed to be victorious whatever that we are going through. Do we believe that? Are we getting it? Because that is how God wants it to be. He said he can do everything abundantly and exceedingly. When he says that, he's talking about your finances. He's talking about your business. He's talking about your health. He's talking about your spouse. Any situation that you are going through, God gave us the victory on Calvary. I was speaking last night, our preparatory for the Easter convention. And I used the battle between David and Goliath as a battle for us to understand what was at stake for the Israelites. God has given his word to the Israelites. He has promised them, this is what I'm going to do for you. I'm going to give you the promised land. But when you read 1 Samuel chapter 17, it says there showed up Goliath. He stood between the people of God and the promise that God has given to his people. And the Bible went, I think, a whole verse, about three verses, to describe who this Goliath is. Because normally the Hebrew verses, you do not see the Bible going painfully describing everything it wants to tell us. When you read, you know, Genesis, you will see Adam sinned, you know, Eve sinned, it just move on. But when it comes to 1 Samuel, it tells you how tall and how heavy Goliath was. It tells you what he was wearing. It tells you how heavy his armor was. It tells you how heavy his spear, the javelin, who was carrying the shield and everything. And then it moves all the way to David. When you read verse 16, it tells you now David. It didn't even spend a minute to describe who David was, what he was wearing, what he had for this battle. But when God wants to give you victory, but when God wants to show himself strong, it's not about what you are wearing or what you have, but it's about the name and the power in the death and the resurrection of Christ. David redefined the battle. He said, I will not allow this uncircumcised Philistine to defile the name of God. Why was David using the word uncircumcised? He was redefining the battle. Circumcision was a covenant between God and the Israelites. If you're not circumcised, you are not in the covenant of God. David did not show up to show his armor to fight. He showed up with the power in the covenant that he had with God. And in that covenant, God was to be their God. And he is to provide every need that they have. They are supposed to be victorious in every aspect of their life. I will not allow this uncircumcised Philistine to defile our God. The army of the Israelites were looking at the sword and the height of Goliath. But David was looking at the word and the covenant that God had with him. Are we here today to understand the better covenant that we have with God? Are we here to understand what Christ did on Calvary? That he made us victorious. So no matter what you are going through this morning, we are victorious. Are we here today to understand that we are victorious in every aspect of our life? And David stood in front of Goliath and he made some declarations. Even before the battle, he told Goliath, what I'm going to do to you today. Are we ready to speak to the Goliath in our life? Are we ready to speak to the doctor's reports in our life? We're ready to speak to our finances today. He told them that, I come to you in the name of the Lord. God is going to deliver you to me today. I am going to cut your head with your sword. And the victory and the praises will be to our God. Are we ready to speak this to the situations that we're going through? Because of the death and the resurrection of Christ, we have that victory. There is no question about the event of Calvary. It happened. And if the Bible is telling me that if I believe in Christ, I have everlasting salvation, why won't I believe the power that comes with the death and the resurrection of Christ? Why do we want to believe one part of the quotation and not believe everything the Bible is saying? If we are here and truly believe we are saved because that is what the Bible says, then we have to accept the other promises that God has stated in his Bible. And today, if we are going to believe this, today we are going to walk in this power, then, oh my God, all the difficulties and problems that we are going through, our God is here today to make himself strong. And every situation that we are going through, I testify, I have experienced my life. What I'm saying is not just some motivational statements that I'm making to you today. You probably have some testimonies of how God delivered you. When David stood in front of Saul, he went back and told Saul, these are things that happened to me in my past, and I was able to go through them. And because of that, I'll be able to tackle this Goliath. Don't we have some testimonies in the past? Don't we have something to show the power in the death and the resurrection of Christ? Our God is capable today. He is ready. He has been there. He wants us to come closer. He's drawing us in so that we will understand what he made us on Calvary. If we will understand that, we will walk in power, in authority. And we will show the world what our God is able. Because I know he is able. If you will believe today, he will manifest himself strongly in every aspect of our life. The world will look at the insurmountable problems that we are dealing with. The Goliath in our life. The Israelites, the armies, they look at Goliath. And they think that is it. There is no way we can achieve any goal here. There is no way we can, resolve this issue. They thought that was it. If we get into that position, the Bible said Goliath will come for 40 days in the morning, in the evening, and defile the name of the God. When he comes, the Israelites tremble and they run because there was no solution to it. No matter how big or huge your problem is, no matter how defiant the problem is, no matter how great the problem is, no matter whether it's generational, oh, this my mother dealt with, this my great-grandmother dealt with, this my family has been dealing with, this everybody says is over. There is no way we can resolve this. My word, God is saying, we are able because of the death and the resurrection of Christ. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's read something from Revelation chapter 1, verse 6. Revelation chapter 1, verse 6. And he hath made us kings and priests unto God and his Father. To him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. So we are not just victorious. Through the death and the resurrection, he has also made us kings and priests in the kingdom. When he says you are king, nowadays when we say somebody is a king, we do not really value them because of our politics. In the past, when we say somebody is a king, it's a big deal. Okay, before the politicians came into existence, the king had the total authority over the whole land. They had the total authority over the area. They make laws. They make sure that everybody is following the law. And they led in battle. So what does that mean for us? When the death and the resurrection has made us kings, when we say we have been made kings, it gives us some idea the total authority that we have through the death and the resurrection of Christ. We are kings. That means we can make what? Laws. We can define what can apply to us and what not can apply to us. So today, whatever situation that you are going through, what the word of God is telling us, it's about us defining what can come and what we will not allow in our lives. You are king. So you are not just to stay by and just take anything that is thrown to you. When you go to the doctor's office, the report they give you, we have the capability of defining what they are reading to us. Our health status, our finances, our businesses. As I said, God is not just interested in us coming to heaven, but in every aspect of our lives. So when you are king and you reinforce the law, and you are able to allow what can happen and not happen to you, then we have absolute control over everything that concerns us. We lead battles. So when you get to a point where you feel the devil is attacking left and right, you have gotten to a point where you are being frustrated left and right, there is nowhere to go. Everywhere you turn to, there is an issue, there is a problem. God has given us the power today for us to make the laws, to tell the devil, nope, this is not here. To even as like we can call things to pass. We can call things to come to pass, and they are supposed to pass. Hallelujah. If we do not allow, and then we just have to sit down and allow anything that could happen to happen, the devil will take that advantage. And then we will have to deal with problems and issues every day. We'll be frustrated every day, but we at some point will get the chance to go to heaven. But that is not what my Bible says. We are supposed to be kings. We are supposed to win. We are supposed to be victorious in every aspect of our lives. The Bible also talks of us being priests. When we speak of a priest, in the Bible, in the olden days, the priests were the only people who can take issues into the presence of God. So when the Israelites get to a point where they are frustrated, they feel that, oh, we have sinned. And at some point, they need God to intervene in their lives. They have to send priests to go into the presence of God and plead to God. Father, this is what the people are saying. Father, this is the favor we need from you today. And in the olden days, it was just the Levites who had the right to go into the presence of God. And before you go into the presence of God, you will not just walk in, stroll in and say, God, hey, we have some issues here. Are you able to deal this with these issues for us? No, that wasn't how it was done. You have to come at the right way. You needed to be cleansed. You needed to make sure you are wearing the right attire. You come in at the right time. There were many rituals that you had to go through it before you will be allowed in the presence of God. But woe betides you if for some reason you are not right. God will kill you. And you have to be pulled out of his presence. And then we send the next guy in to plead for the people. But through the death and resurrection of Christ, we now do not need any procedure or any process to go in his presence. We can walk in boldly at any time, anywhere. We can stroll in and even in our car, in our bathrooms, at work, anywhere, we can go boldly in his presence and tell him, Father, this is what we need. My Bible tells me when we speak, the heaven has to hear us. And that is what God has made us. Are we to take advantage of what God did on Calvary and go in front of the throne boldly and speak to God? We shouldn't allow the devil any inch in our life. God has total victory. And we are not just ordinary people. We are people he has ordained and given power. If we will understand that we are victorious, if we will understand we are kings, if we will understand we are priests, we will walk in power, in authority. Oh my God, and God will be our God will be manifested in every aspect of our life. And the world will look at us and they will even ask, why are these people so lucky? And we will tell them, it's what God can do. May God bless us in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Oh, put your hands together for Jesus. God bless you. God bless you. Shall we be on our feet? Church, shall we rise?